Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. If you're going to the game on Sunday, make sure you take part in the Giants' annual food drive. They'll be collecting cans and non-perishable items as you enter the gate, the Giants and Stop and Shop, and the annual food drive. So, what are some of the keys to the Giants as they try to win yet another game in a row? The Giants obviously on this winning streak right now. They have a record of 6-3. It's a three-game homestand that comes to an end, and the Giants are trying to sweep all three of these home games in consecutive weeks. Priority number one, as it is every week. I know I sound repetitive, but don't fall asleep on the Bears' 2-7 record, because they've got a running back that can bust this game open. And what I mean by that is, if the Giants don't control the Bears' strength, which is their running game, it does allow Jay Cutler time in the play-action game. And let's face it, Cutler's got a big-time arm. He can make all kinds of throws. The other thing is, he will throw it to you. If he does, make sure you catch it. Those momentum-swinging plays are so important, especially when you're playing a team that's coming into your building and they're not having the kind of year that they would have expected. They're 2-7 on the season. So get on them early, get off to a fast start, and then make the plays when they're available to you, which will keep the Bears in sort of a bad state of mind. Go to the other side of the football. Again, the Giants last week against Cincinnati in a very good front got the run game going. Rome wasn't built in a day. Just because you did it last week doesn't mean you automatically do it this week. They've got to go out. They've got to stay committed to it. They've got to be physical at the point of attack. And then they've got to be smart as far as how they handle the football. Because if they do those things, as you saw last week, when they start to get some balance and a semblance of the run game, it just opens up all the options as far as the passing game is concerned. And when the tight ends, like Jarrell Adams, make themselves available over the middle, it makes things even bigger and grander for this offense. That's my perspective. I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for Papa's Perspective.